This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility. Inaugurating the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that many saints of Maharashtra showed society a new direction through the Bhakti movement in the Marathi language.
जब भारत को आध्यात्मिक ऊर्जा की जरूरत हुई तो महाराष्ट्र के महान संतों ने ऋषियों के ज्ञान को मराठी भाषा में सुलभ कराया. महाराष्ट्र के कितने ही संतों ने भक्ति आंदोलन के जरिए मराठी भाषा में समाज को नई दिशा दिखाई.
Prime Minister Modi said the government sees every language as mainstream voice. He pointed out that there has never been any enmity among Indian languages, rather they have enriched each other. The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. The External Affairs Ministry today said the recent statements about US aid funding are troubling and lead to concerns about foreign interference in India's internal affairs. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said relevant departments and agencies are looking into the matter. He said this while replying to a query on US President Donald Trump's remarks about US aid funding. The External Affairs Ministry said the Indian mission in Panama is in touch with local authorities regarding the Indian nationals brought to Panama and Costa Rica on deportation flights from the US. Replying to media queries, Mr. Jaiswal said they are verifying details to determine whether the individuals concerned are Indians or not. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today underlined that in order to retain its leadership, the G20 must be accurately reflective of global challenges in their entirety. He said this during his remarks at the G20 Foreign Ministers Meeting session on G20 Objectives for 2025 at Johannesburg in South Africa. Dr. Jaishankar stressed that the G20 must always place the imperatives of collaboration higher than the compulsions of competition. On international disaster response, Dr. Jaishankar said India supports strong frameworks for preparedness, emergency response, recovery and reconstruction. Earlier, Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in Johannesburg, South Africa. Briefing the media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said they reviewed developments in the bilateral relationship, specifically the management of peace and tranquility in the border areas. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that Japan has been a key ally in India's economic growth and is the fifth largest source of foreign investment. Addressing the India-Japan Economy and Investment Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that foreign direct investment from Japan has exceeded $43 billion between 2000 and 2024. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said sustainable development is no longer an option and it is the only way out. Addressing the inaugural session of the 21st African Asian Rural Development Organization conference in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said the foundation of sustainable development can be laid with the help of the rural sector. Hamas has announced the names of latest Israeli hostages to be released tomorrow amid mounting outrage over the Palestinian group's admission that it released the wrong body instead of Shiri Bibas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office confirmed that the hostages' families have been informed of their imminent release. Meanwhile, Arab leaders of all six Gulf states are meeting in Saudi Arabian capital Riyadh today to strategize a countermeasure against U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial proposal to redevelop Gaza. In Women's Premier League, WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 4 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. In ICC Champions Trophy cricket, South Africa defeated Afghanistan by 107 runs in a Group B fixture in Karachi tonight. Chasing 316 for victory, Afghanistan were all out for 208 with 39 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.